Farts and balls.
So Skankra felt that we needed a season recap. And so he commissioned a bard to faithfully, truthfully, and with the appropriate decorum, write a song that explained the story of season one.
Well, thank God for that.
This is gonna be fucking bullshit, isn't it?
It is so true. It is truth in music right here.
My skin is already crawling.
Okay.
So sensitive.
Skankra's a very sensitive person. You're hearing all the empathy in the strings.
Sit down, my friends, and I'll tell you a tale.
Can't
of
wait.
The hero of Underhaven, who now we
all the songs about Dagon?
The greatest man I am.
Spoiler alert, maybe not.
Our hero, Skankra.
Oh my god. There's not enough beer in the world for this song.
Skankra was born the last of his name.
Thank god.
In the shadow of a father who earned much acclaim.
That no one's ever heard of.
Genius at schooling, he was misunderstood. His classmates were too dumb to love our hero like they should. Taunted his father and his sad defeat. Lost when I misplaced his character sheet. But don't be afraid, that's just how a legend's made. Then Skankra was accosted and locked up and jailed. Framed by a douchebag who will be impaled. Then he was chained to a simple-minded dwarf. A monster from his birth he probably killed and ate his stork. Skankra was forced to live with this man. Reeking with musk and in love with his therapist, he ground down his tusk. Average intelligence. Still shackled to this abomination, Skankra freed them from captivation. He bravely climbed the wall.
Bullshit!
The dwarf began to fall. There was nothing he could do but give his life to save the dwarf and Skankra too. Then Skankra heard a cry, a whimper from the dark, that begged Skankra to save his little town. He looked him in the eye.
Such a hero.
Yeah. His pleas had hit the mark. Helpless Thungren, I will never let you down. A band of evil dwarves were threatening to blow the bridge and kill the little children. Skankra sighed.
Oh my god.
Skankra knew the time had come to bring their final reckoning. So we fought the dwarves until they all had died.
Didn't you die like the first round?
And
yeah,
he fought them all. The helpless dwarf lay prostrate on the ground.
Well, okay,
so
first true thing.
Skankra had to fall to save the fool who followed him around.
Oh my god.
Pity me, he sacrificed himself. And Skankra 3.
Oh my god.
Skankra the brave and bold, brilliant tactics never. Skankra is a friend to us all.
That's a good song. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's over now, right?
Oh, wait, it's not over?
Y'all ready for this? Nah, y'all ain't ready for this. what he's all about. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, come on, let's go. That's my boy, let's go.
A hero born without a penny, but a famous father. His skills were many, but his crown was a heavy bother. Got no respect, no genuflect from the masses, cause he refused to bow down and kiss their chunky asses. I don't know why he's persecuted, but that he's fly is undisputed. Maybe he's hairless and taller than he used to be, but surely he's comparless when compared to simple you and me.
The player, even if you have to hate the game. If he were a slayer, you would never even know his name. Yeah, yeah, there's more. Skangra, don't know when to stop. Hanging from a rock with a stolen talking crystal rubbing on his. Here we go.
Everywhere he goes, he makes the world a better place. Cook a rotting dwarf to put a smile on a child's face. Or maybe use the child as a small round bowling ball. They can still be useful even though they are weak and small. They say his laurels are slightly evil, but hey, his morals are medieval. Give him a chance, he will help you find romance. Even if you have no pants, he'll take you on a date to Riverdance. He is your savior. Yes, your sexy savior.
Yeah, I thought I told you. And if you don't know, now you know.
Wow.
Skankraw 3 rose to even more acclaim. He killed a giant spider with a truly genius story. Then a bunch of other stuff happened. There were some dwarf productions, 7 dwarf seductions, several grease productions, NPC obstructions, all aboard. We meet Skankraw 4.
Bagpipes.
Wow.
Of course.
Wow.
Give me a little time to think about the majesty.
I'm standing right now.
Won the war with his bravery. He chose his spots. And ignored the plots
that
slowed him down. He found a magic ring. It was to compliment himself.
Oh my god!
Look at fuck! Good of humanity!
Bullshit!
He set aside his humility! And himself!
Holy shit!
The world! Skank from the brain! Skankraw is a friend to us all.
I don't.
Wow.
My soul hurts.
I don't.
You're welcome.
I don't have thoughts and brains to word.
There's so much truth packed in such a small package.
I mean, it's a 10-minute truth bomb is really what it is.
Jesus. I'm sure Trump would hire you.
I was going to say, is Twitter going to flag this as misleading?
Fake news.
Yeah. Wow.
That's amazing, though. Well done.
You should get a job.
Oh God, we all should.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if any of us had jobs, none of this would have ever happened.